Hello there, and welcome to the Wonder Tooth Podcast with Dr. Saad. This will be our weekly episode. I hope you are keeping well and safe and that you are having your best year ever. This is Dr. Saad, the founder of Dent Blanche Dental, the best luxury dental spa in the U.S., and she will be your host. Dr. Saad will take you to the secrets and wonders of having an incredible smile, as well as healthy teeth and an overall health. She will give you some tips to make sure our podcast is rocking and rolling. Let's go, baby.
Hello, hello, and welcome to this exciting episode of the Wonder Tooth Podcast. Today, I'm going to talk about cosmetic dentistry. What is cosmetic dentistry? What is the difference between cosmetic dentistry and general dentistry or the other departments of dentistry in general? So general dentistry is basically when the dentist goes to dental school and they learn to do everything. Extraction, doing fillings, doing root canals, doing crowns, doing bridges, make partial, like removable dentures, complete dentures, taking care of the kids, you know, pedo dentistry, gum treatment, implant, some of them, not 100%, but, you know, placing implant, restoring implants at least. But this is general dentistry. So general dentistry is mostly about prevention and, you know, the diagnosis and to, you know, take care of cavities and take care of fillings and make sure the overall well-being of the oral health care is prominent. So, for example, you go to the dentist and they do the exam, the hygienist or the dentist, they do the cleaning, they check the measurements, you know, of the gums to make sure that, you know, there is good bone, they take x-rays, and they put a treatment plan, whether we're going to do fillings and on that tooth, or we need to put a crown on that tooth, or we need to, the decay is so deep here, we need to do a root canal, then put a crown on the tooth, or the tooth is hopeless, so we have to pull the tooth now. And then maybe put some bone down the line, put an implant, or just pull the teeth and put a denture or a partial denture. And then with kids, there is a specialty which is called pedodontics, which is basically, you know, take care of the kids' teeth. The general dentist sometimes can take care of the kids' teeth. And if it becomes a little bit complicated or the kids, you know, are very scared, very anxious, which is understandable, they get referred to the specialist, which is the pedodontist. Same thing with the other subject as well. If the dentist doesn't want to do root canal, even though they are trained to do root canals, if it's too complicated or if it's a molar in the back and the roots are just curved and like very hard to get in there, they can send them to the specialist. Sometimes, you know, if they can do it, if they are really well trained, they can do it themselves, or better just to send them to the specialist. But what is cosmetic dentistry? So cosmetic dentistry is basically anything that deals with the aesthetics. Of course, as dentists, we have to make sure first that the foundation is clean, which means the gums and the bone and the teeth. So before you start building up or before we start to put anything or whiten the teeth, we have to make sure the foundation is absolutely 100% clean. And that starts by taking x-rays to make sure that the bone support is good enough. And basically, if they have some pockets or there is some bleeding, you know, when we check with those tiny little instruments, that means maybe that we need some extra cleanings, or we need to do a little bit of curettage and scraping a little bit on the, you know, under the root. It sounds a little scary, but it's not. You get numb for this, and we basically scrape a little bit under the gums and make sure it's clean. Then I wouldn't build right away. I would probably bring the patient like few appointments after that to make sure there is no bleeding. Sometimes you might have a little bit of bone loss. You still can do some proper aesthetic smile or Hollywood smile, but you have to make sure that the patient is really maintaining it. And of course, that you have enough bone to begin with. Then if you have cavities, they need to be taken care of first before we even talk whitening. Before, like, I have patients who come to me, guys, and I'm like, you know, that tooth is not okay. We need to pull that tooth. We need to do some fillings here. And I need some whitening. We're going to get to the whitening, but first we need to take care of the foundation. And they look at me, they're like, we need white. I understand, I heard you, but I also have to make sure that we're going to do whitening and the teeth are going to stay in your mouth, basically. We're not going to do whitening, and the teeth are going to come off like literally from gum disease in a matter of a year or two. We need to make sure that the foundation is clean. And I want you please to understand that we work for you guys. We're trying to make sure that you have a proper oral hygiene and proper oral care. We understand that you want some whitening, you have an event coming up. That's okay, but we have to also make sure that you are going to be healthy. Your mouth is going to be healthy. So let's get, please tell the dentist, okay, I understand. Just let them do the cleanings. If you have cavities, we cannot do whitening if you have cavities in your front teeth either. That's going to, like, it doesn't work that way. But also it's very important that if you're planning to have whitening on your front teeth, that if you have cavities there, you need to get both of them done pretty much around the same time. Like, let's say you have some bonding or some filling that are already there, and if you're going to get whitening, those fillings will not get whiter. They don't get whitened. So you need to arrange with the dentist that, okay, I need these to be fixed so that they can put you in a schedule. You get your whitening done, and then we get those fillings, you know, redone or replaced. And you have to communicate this clearly with the dentist. Now, so this is one aspect of the aesthetics. And also, another aspect is the dental implants or dental bonding or gum contouring. So what is the difference? Okay, it's getting a little bit complicated now. Let's say I have a patient, which I did have before, and the front tooth, it's not restorable. We have to pull the tooth. And the patient is like, I want my smile to be there. I don't want anything removable. I don't want a flipper, and I don't want a bridge. So what is a bridge? It's basically when we shave down the two teeth on the side and we basically put caps, and then they're holding a tooth in the middle. Some patients, they don't want it. They really, because it doesn't look very natural sometimes, especially if you have a really high lip line, like when you're smiling, like me, you see some part of the gum. So they want an implant. Implant in the aesthetic zone for one tooth is a very difficult, very, very challenging case. So you have to really make sure that the implant is placed in the optimal position, like literally in the perfect position, because you want to have bone and gum to work with. If the implant is not put in an optimal position, then the restorative dentist basically is going to have a very hard time to meet the patient expectation and give him a tooth that looks like his other teeth. And you have to understand that it's very, very difficult. That's why you really have to be selective when you're getting implants or restorative work done. You have to make sure you go to somebody, they have been doing this for a while, they know how to do it, and of course, your part at home is going to be to floss, to clean, to use the water pick, plus flossing, and to wear an eye guard. Why? Because implant, even though it's basically like a metal root that's in your mouth, if you grind your teeth, this is set to failure. And why is that? Because they don't have that flexibility, there is no ligament. So let's say you are grinding your teeth at night, so what's gonna happen, the implant cannot give because there is no ligament, it's literally attached to the bone, so the bone on the top part is gonna start to kind of disintegrate. And this is when we start to have a problem, okay? And especially if you don't really floss properly, if you don't clean properly, and if you basically blame it on everybody but yourself, then we're gonna be set to failure. Okay, so you have to make sure that you're wearing your night guard, that you are cleaning properly, that you're using a water pick as well as a floss. Not just the floss alone, especially with implants, is okay, but you need to use a string, don't use a pick. But a water pick alone is not okay. All right, I hope that kind of explained a little bit about the implant dentistry. But also dental bonding. So what is the bonding? For example, it can be composite veneers. And what are they and why they are different than the porcelain veneers? I spoke about that in a previous episode, but I'll touch base quickly about it. So basically, if you don't have a decent budget and you want something like, okay, please fix my tooth, and the tooth doesn't look, there are cracks in it or part of it is fractured, so we can do what we call a composite veneer, which means we basically, like a process of a porcelain veneer, we kind of roughen the outer surface of the tooth a little bit, and then we start to put layer on top of a layer of a white filling material. Then we go and basically we smooth it out, and then we polish it, and it looks beautiful. But the problem with that, because the material is basically, we had to put a layer on top of a layer, so sometimes micro gaps can start to happen, or we call them bubbles. And then the composite material, because it's not as dense as porcelain, it starts to stain down the line. So especially if you drink a lot of tea, a lot of coffee, it's going to start to stain. Especially if it's your front tooth, you're going to come and say, I don't know what's going on. I need to get this cleaned, you know, more than six months, basically, because, well, it's a composite, and it does retain staining. Porcelain does not. Now, this is what bonding is, because there is also another kind of bonding, which is if you grind your teeth very hard, or if you brush a little too hard, you start to find those tiny little triangular areas in the back, mostly start sometimes canine, and then premolars are very, usually they get that, and sometimes the molars. And this is from brushing a little too hard or grinding your teeth too hard. And if your teeth also are caving in, you know, I spoke about that before. The teeth, you know, sometimes with time they start to cave in. They, instead of being sitting upright, they start to go more in. And that can cause the cheeks to kind of look like they're sinking in. So that needs to be fixed. And we fix that by putting a little bit of filling all around that area, and we call it bonding. But there is also the cosmetic dentistry, which is basically the veneers. And the veneers are a little different than crowns and different than a bridge. And porcelain veneers are basically when we start to shave down the outside of the tooth a little tiny bit, and then it's a very thin layer of porcelain, which is an 0.1 to 0.3 millimeter thick, which is really minimal, and then we start to glue it on top of the tooth to change the shape, the color, the size, the length, everything. Because some patients are born with, like, you know, we call them peg-shaped lateral, like the two teeth on the side, they're very small compared to the others, and if you try to do bonding with composite, they look okay, but as I said, with the staining, it doesn't look very natural. Porcelain, on the other hand, they look very natural because the light goes through them and the material is dense, so it doesn't get staining. It's very strong, and it looks very pretty. And with that, we can change the shape and the color and the size, so you don't really need to do whitening no more, basically. Instead of investing in, oh, I want to do whitening once a year or every 18 months, you just get your veneers done and you're good to go. But of course, you know, you have the certain specifications for veneers. Why do we need veneers sometimes? Because, you know, everybody wants, you know, a beautiful smile, an aesthetic smile. And this is basically when you're smiling, you can look at yourself in the mirror. And if you have a gummy smile, which means you're smiling, and then you see a lot from the gum. This doesn't look sometimes too optimal. So we have to do something called gum contouring, or gingivectomy, or gingivoplasty, which means we kind of go and recontour the gum, which I do it a lot of times, and I'm going to show you some cases in the next episodes or how we do this. Because when you smile, you don't want to really see a lot of gum. You want to see more teeth, and you want the teeth to be kind of filling your smile, okay? You don't want, like, you know, the best one really is Julia Roberts in this. We call that she has the most aesthetic smile because she smiles, she has a beautiful smile, and like, you still need to see a little bit of the gum, not much, but a little bit of the gum. But also, you want to see that when you're smiling, that you can draw a curve, you know, on the incisal edges, the biting surface of your teeth that's basically following or parallel to your lips. So like this. You see that? So this is what we call an aesthetic smile. Then also, when you're smiling, you want to see your premolars. You want to see your teeth in the back. You don't want them to be caving in. And why is they are caving in? Because sometimes with age, or sometimes even with Botox injection or fillers, it does that to your face, because then it starts to cave in. And then you come to me and I'm like, yeah, we cannot just do the two veneers or the four veneers. You're probably going to need to make your teeth move a little bit, you know, they look more upright, because now we call it a buccal vestibule, is collapsed. Like, you know, when you smile like this, you want to see more teeth in the back. You don't want to look like a bunny rabbit, basically. You want to see more teeth in the back. And that's why sometimes we say, whether you do the 4 or the 8 or the 10, you don't do the 6, you don't do the 2. It's very hard. So if you want the aesthetic smile, now you understand what you need to have, okay? 2, 4, or 8, or 10, just so that when you're smiling, you don't have like chiclets teeth or very white teeth here, and then the tooth in the back here and here, they're like dark, or the people would be like, what's going on? I actually had a patient last week. We did exactly what I just said, gum contouring. And in his case, I had to do basically a full mouth rehab. He is very anxious, completely, completely anxious, and he kind of let his teeth go. He's so scared of the dentist that he had tons of cavities in his teeth. He had some teeth pulled, and from severe grinding, his teeth became that short. And he had a really gummy smile. Like, he smiles and you see tiny teeth and a lot of gum. And I'm like, he trusts me, and his whole family, they come to me and they told him, you have to go there. She knows what she's doing. And I think I delivered, because as soon as I saw him, I said, well, first of all, we have a gum problem that we have to fix. So we ended up doing some deep cleaning first. Then after that, I did gum contouring with laser. And how do I do that? Basically, we numbed him, and then I have the laser, soft tissue laser, and basically we kind of recontour like the gums. We make them look we make the teeth look a little bit longer. Of course, you cannot cut like 5-7 millimeters. You just have to stay within, you know, because you have bone that you have to respect. It's called biologic wet. You have to respect where your bone is. So first you have to do the measurement, and then you know exactly where the measurements are going to be, and then you start to recontour the gum. Once this is done, we went and we kind of course, cavities were fixed before. We have to kind of shave the teeth because we're going to put caps. So remember, first we fix the cavities. Well, first really, we had to numb him, and then we did the deep cleaning, and we did like, you know, a really good cleaning that was in an appointment. Then after that, we brought him back, making sure, you know, the gums are not bleeding, everything is stable, and he's actually cleaning. And we also did the cavities. We filled the cavities. Then after that, we started to do, okay, now he is compliant. He's really taking care of his teeth. He's brushing, he's flossing. And then we did the gum contouring, because you also want a good healing. If you have gum problems, the gums are not going to heal properly. So it's very important that we start with the steps, cleaning, 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 no bleeding. We're flossing, we're brushing, and there is no bleeding. We did the gum contouring, then I prepped the teeth, and then we put some temporaries, you know, looking like how the teeth are going to look like, because also we changed the color. He wanted something white, but not too white. And he wanted something to look very subtle. He didn't want too white. Oh my God, I'm a rock star. He wanted something that would look very subtle, but also something that's not like one white thing. He wanted some grading. We call it characterization, and I love to do that. That's my thing. So basically, the top part, we started to put a little very light stain, and then the bottom part, we did a little bit of translucency. So he came, we put them in, the gum was of course a little sore, and we give him a certain mouthwash, and of course the night guard. And then he came last week for a cleaning, and he gave me the best compliment ever. He said his friends, when they see him, they keep asking him, did you change something in your hair? Or did you lose weight? Or you look really glowing, but they don't know what it is. They did not know that he fixed all his teeth, believe it or not, because we did them very like natural looking and very subtle, and he couldn't be happier. He said, you really nailed it. I am so happy, because he didn't want to look like he actually had a whole big work done, because before that he was very embarrassed. He wouldn't smile. He wouldn't really, he would talk, you know, like try to talk without showing his teeth at all. And they were short to begin with. So but right now, let me tell you, he's a different person. This guy looks like a different person. And I'm very happy. The best compliment ever, that they didn't really know what like something changed, but they couldn't really pinpoint what it was. So let's go back and talk about cosmetic dentistry. So cosmetic dentistry is all of this, all what I just talked about. It's about whitening your teeth. It's about putting dental bonding. It's about implant dentistry in the aesthetic zone. It's about dental veneers. It's about dental crowns. It's about perfecting your smile and giving you a smile that is going to make you happy and comfortable and basically not self-conscious. It's going to make you like in the middle of the photo, as we say. Now, how can you select a cosmetic dentist? How can you tell this is a really a good cosmetic dentist or if it's not? This is a very good question. Of course, word of mouth. You have to ask your friends. There is a lot of like Facebook groups, you know, in the areas. You can check with them. You can ask your friends. But most importantly, even if you ask your friends, you have to yourself do yourself a favor and start looking at, you know, all the dentists who says that they are cosmetic dentists and make sure that they have the before and after. And this is very important because unfortunately, sometimes they would say, yes, we can do it, and they cannot really do it properly. I wouldn't say they can do it, but it's not done properly. So the patient will come to me and they're like, my teeth, they look so pretty and they look so ugly now. And this is after they got veneers or after they got crowns. The teeth, they look so big because, well, remember when I said the rules of getting 4, 8, or 10? Yes, because we have spacing and they didn't basically divide the space on a few, you know, like few teeth. They did it on just the two front teeth. So now they look like so big and so white and they look like Bugs Bunny. And the patients are furious. They're like, we paid so much money and they don't look pretty. Do yourself a favor and go check about, you know, the cosmetic dentist in your area, or even if, you know, within, you know, the area, basically, or even if it's in another state, like close by that you can drive to. So word of mouth, you have to check to make sure that they have the before and after, and also go for a consultation and see how it feels there. You have to make sure that the dentist is really listening to you, listening to what you want. Okay, this is important. And that not just they are listening to you, but they are explaining to you how they are going to do it. I had a patient, she flew in from London 2 weeks ago, and she's very nice, and her teeth, they need a lot of work. And I said, okay, you need, first of all, we need some gum treatment because we took x-rays and I showed her and I said, we have some gum problems starting here and there and I cannot build anything unless you get those gums treated properly until, you know, there is no bleeding and you're flossing. And I said, you have a couple of choices here, whether you get it done here or even better, because she was traveling back and I said, I can write down for you what exactly you need to get done. Get it done there because I want to make sure that your gums are going to be completely clean before we start the work. And we did this and we took pictures and then basically I'm sending her how her teeth are going to look like, which is called the digital smile design. Once this is approved, we have the appointment, she comes in, this is what we want to do, and then we start working on the teeth and then basically the smile design gets transferred in her mouth and she leaves with her beautiful new smile. And why we can do that, because we're not just cosmetic dentistry, but we are also top in digital dentistry. So we can do this on the same day or basically in a matter of couple of days. I had a patient that was tough though. We stayed for 14 hours in the office, but she's a very big businesswoman from New York. She's very busy, completely busy. So we had to, you know, open a day that we're not really open just so that me and my assistant can just focus on the patient. And we stayed there for 14 hours, came first thing in the morning, left at night, but with all the teeth top and bottom fixed. And then we brought her back, and we also did a night guard, and we brought her back a couple of weeks after that to make sure that the bite is comfortable and everything is okay. She could not be happier. Anyway, today we spoke about cosmetic dentistry and how you can select your cosmetic dentist and basically what is cosmetic dentistry and why sometimes it's important to you go for a consultation to make sure that you are being heard and they are being listened to and that You know, the dentist, if they tell you, oh, your teeth are fine, let's just do the veneers right now, I can do it right now, without talking about taking x-rays or, you know, making sure that you had a cleaning at least recently or checking your gums or checking your teeth, I would walk away. Just, and I'm being honest, you have to make sure that where you go, you're getting a proper comprehensive treatment plan. Not just, I want veneers, give me the veneers, and then in a matter of year or two, you're going to end up in a complete denture. Okay? I hope you got the message. Anyway, if you guys need a second consultation or anything, you can email us or you can come for a consultation. And we are located in Princeton, New Jersey, and I promise you we're going to take care of you. And don't forget, if you take care of your teeth, they will take care of you, and I really mean it. Until then, keep smiling with Dr. Saad. Have a good one, everybody.
Thank you very much for taking the time to listen to our weekly podcast. This show wouldn't really be possible without you. If you are a fan of the show, please leave us a comment on Instagram at rodwasad_DMD. The link is in the show notes. Until our next episode, remember, if you take care of your teeth will take care of you. Keep smiling with Dr. Saad.